Welcome to the Nickel Plate Nordic podcast. In this podcast, all the voices you hear are computer-generated. We used the latest AI tools to examine the information to bring you easy-to-understand insights of these publications. Today's episode is about great games for teaching cross-country skiing techniques to young skiers. Visit our website at nickelplatenordic.org for info on our great club and trails, and our great lessons for skiers, new and seasoned, young and old. Now, let's glide into the conversation.
Hey everyone, ready for some fun on the snow?
Sounds good to me.
Today we're diving deep into the world of cross-country skiing.
Awesome.
Hold on, we're not talking about like intense training plans today,
right?
Or super complicated techniques,
right?
Instead, we're all about the FUN stuff.
Yeah, you got
games and drills,
yeah,
and relays that will help you master essential cross-country skiing skills without even realizing you're actually learning.
Exactly. We've been digging through some really cool training materials and session plans.
Oh, nice.
And let me tell you, there are some seriously creative ways to get people excited about cross-country skiing.
I bet. Especially kids.
Yeah. So what's the secret? How do we make learning fun out on the slopes?
I think you know everyone loves a good game, right?
Of course.
And even something as simple as like a warm-up can be turned into a playful challenge.
Okay.
Have you ever played rock, paper, scissors on skis?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm picturing like a lot of tangled limbs.
And maybe a few face plants.
No, not quite. It's actually a really cool way to warm up those muscles and get you thinking about balance and coordination.
Okay, so how does that work?
So imagine like crouching down into a tight ball for rock, extending an arm and a leg forward for scissors.
Okay.
And spreading out like a starfish for paper.
Okay.
All while staying balanced on your skis.
That sounds like a warm-up I can get behind. So what's next? After we've mastered rock, paper, scissors on skis,
right,
do we jump right into some intense drills?
Hold your horses. We're just getting started. Let's talk games. You see, games are like secret weapons disguised as fun.
Okay.
They sneakily build those skills without you even noticing.
I like it.
Like take the bagel game, for instance.
Bagel game. Okay, tell me more.
So it's basically tag on skis. But with a twist.
Ooh, I love a good twist.
Each skier starts with a blank slate. And every time they get tagged, they get a letter from the word B-A-G-E-L. So the first person to spell out the entire word,
right,
well, they're the bagel for that round.
I love that.
Yeah.
It adds like a whole new level of strategy,
right,
to simple tagging.
Exactly.
I can just imagine kids like strategizing about who to tag and who to avoid.
Exactly. And it gets them thinking about speed,
yeah,
agility, and even a little bit of friendly competition.
I like it.
And of course, you can always adapt those classic playground games to the snow.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Crows and Cranes is a great example.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That one always got us moving.
Yeah.
So how does that work on skis?
Same concept.
Oh.
Two teams.
Yep.
One is crows, the other is cranes.
Right.
The leader shouts out either crows or cranes, and that team chases the other, trying to tag them before they reach a designated safe zone.
Oh, okay.
So the snowy terrain just adds an extra layer of challenge and excitement.
I bet it does. So we've got warm-up games.
Right.
And classic playground games adapted for the snow.
Mm-hmm.
What other tricks do you have up your sleeve?
Well, let's dive into some games that are specifically designed to, like, build those cross-country skiing skills.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Octopus?
Octopus?
Or polar bears on the ice?
Those names sound amazing.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
All right, so picture this.
Okay.
You've got one person in the middle.
Okay.
The octopus, or polar bear.
Good.
And everyone else is kind of scattered around them.
Okay.
The octopus, or polar bear, tries to tag the other skiers.
Right.
And anyone who gets tagged joins them in the middle.
Okay.
Growing the octopus's tentacles or the polar bear's pack.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
It's such a great visual.
Okay.
So it sounds like a great way to like work on agility and quick thinking.
You got it.
Right.
It also encourages kids to be aware of their surroundings and think strategically about how to avoid getting tagged.
And it's just fun to watch that octopus or polar bear grow bigger and bigger.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, this is all sounding amazing so far.
Good.
But I have a feeling you're just getting warmed up.
Maybe.
What other fun games are hiding in those training materials?
Oh, there's plenty more.
Okay.
Like there's polar bears and Arctic hares,
right,
where the polar bears chase the hares and try to freeze them in place with a tag, or kick the ball uphill, where kids kick a soccer ball up a hill while skiing,
okay,
which subtly helps them practice that crucial forward leg swing
right
needed for uphill skiing.
Got ya.
And then there are...
Wait, hold on. You're going a mile a minute.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I want to hear more about this uphill soccer on skis.
Okay.
But before we get there, let's shift gears and talk about relay races.
Ah, yes. Relay races.
Okay.
The possibilities are truly endless with relays.
Okay.
You can have teams skiing with or without poles, trying one ski challenges, skiing backward, mixing up classic and skate skiing techniques,
right,
working in pairs, you name it.
The variety is impressive.
Yeah.
But I have to admit,
yeah,
when I think of relay races, my mind immediately goes to those classic track and field events.
Right.
You know, where you're passing a baton.
Yeah.
How do you translate that to the world of cross-country skiing?
That's where the creativity comes in.
Okay.
So some relays are straightforward,
right,
like having teams ski a certain distance and tag their teammate for the next leg.
Right.
But then you've got gems like the jelly bean relay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Tell me more about this, and please tell me it involves actual jelly beans.
Oh, it absolutely does.
Okay, good.
So in the jelly bean relay, each skier has a spoon.
Okay.
And they have to balance a jelly bean on that spoon while skiing their leg of the relay.
Oh, wow.
Dropped jelly beans mean time penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just imagine the laughter and chaos as those little jelly beans go flying.
Oh, I can definitely see the appeal.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect blend of silliness and skill.
Yeah.
And I bet those dropped jelly beans make for a tasty mid-race snack.
You know what? Yeah.
But the jelly bean relay is just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. What else is out there?
So many other creative relay ideas.
Okay.
Like the inner tube relay, where teams have to pull a teammate on an inner tube.
Okay.
The group ski relay, where everyone on the team has to hold on to a single long ski and move together.
Wow.
The three-legged ski race, where pairs are literally tied together at the ankles.
Oh my God.
And even a chariot race, where two skiers pull a teammate on a sled.
Whoa, hold on. A chariot race on skis.
Yeah.
That's next level.
It is.
These all sound amazing, and it's clear that the creators of these activities really get it.
Yeah.
They understand that learning should be fun and engaging.
Right.
Especially for kids who might be new to the sport.
Absolutely. And what's really cool is that our source material actually provides links to some real-life session plans.
Oh, wow.
From Caledonia Nordics.
Specifically level 4 and 4 plus beginner TA.
Okay.
So you can actually see how these games and relays are incorporated into structured skiing sessions.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It sounds like an incredibly valuable resource for anyone
looking
to create fun and effective skiing experiences.
Yeah.
It's like having a blueprint for a day filled with laughter and learning on the slopes.
Exactly.
But let's take a quick break before we dive into the nitty-gritty of drill progressions.
Sounds good. All right, so I know we've been having a blast exploring all these fun games and relays, but let's get a little bit more technical for a minute.
Okay.
And dive into some of the drill progressions that can really help you, like, refine those skiing skills.
Yeah, let's unpack that a bit.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that the source material really emphasizes the importance of those gradual progressions.
Right.
For both classic and skate skiing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's all about breaking down those complex techniques
into
smaller, more manageable steps.
Okay.
Kind of like building blocks.
Yeah.
So instead of like trying to master everything at once, you focus on one element at a time and you gradually add that complexity as you gain confidence and proficiency.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like learning to play an instrument.
Exactly.
Right. You wouldn't expect to sit down at a piano for the first time and play a concerto.
Right.
You'd start with scales and chords.
Yeah.
You'd gradually build up to those more challenging pieces.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And it's the same with skiing.
Okay.
So let's start with classic skiing.
Okay.
Because that's often where beginners start their cross-country journey.
Right.
And you'll often see like a general classic progression that starts with super basic scooter drills.
Scooter drills.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. What exactly are we scootering on?
Just imagine like pushing off with one foot while balancing on the other ski.
Okay.
Kind of like you're riding a scooter. And it helps you get a feel for the balance and weight shift needed for classic skiing.
Right.
Then as you get comfortable, you start practicing preload.
Okay, hold on. What's this preload business?
Sure.
It sounds kind of technical.
It's actually a pretty simple concept,
Okay.
but super important for efficient classic skiing.
Okay.
Imagine compressing your ski into the snow
Uh-huh.
right before you push off.
Okay.
So that compression,
yeah,
that's the preload.
Gotcha.
It stores energy
okay.
that you then release to propel yourself forward.
I see. So it's like coiling a spring.
Exactly.
And then releasing that energy to get a powerful push.
You got it.
And once you've got a handle on that preload,
right,
then you start incorporating poling.
Right.
First by just holding the poles.
Yeah.
And then gradually actually using them to add power and momentum.
Exactly. It's all about building those skills.
Right.
Step by step.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So scooter drills, preload, and then poling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to paint a picture of how those like fundamental classic skiing movements
right.
come together.
Yeah.
But what about the diagonal stride?
Sure.
That's yeah. like the quintessential classic skiing technique.
Absolutely. And there's a really smart progression for mastering that too.
Okay.
It all starts with something you're probably already familiar with.
All right.
Lunges.
Lunges.
Yeah.
Like the kind we do at the gym.
Yeah.
Are we talking about like a lunges workout on skis?
Not quite a workout, but you're on the right track.
Okay.
Imagine doing lunges downhill.
Yeah.
But on your skis.
Okay.
Without even using poles at first.
Right.
Might seem a little silly.
Okay.
But trust me, it's incredibly effective.
Okay.
You're focusing on getting a long, smooth glide on each leg.
Okay.
And really exaggerating that arm swing.
Wait, so we're exaggerating the arm swing.
Yeah.
Why is that important?
Well, it's all about finding that rhythm and momentum.
Right.
And why the key things they emphasize in the source material is keeping your trunk upright.
Not bending forward at the waist.
So it's not about like hunching over and reaching for the ground with each lunge.
Nope.
Okay.
You want to maintain a strong, upright posture.
Okay.
And generate power from your legs and core.
Gotcha.
Not by hunching over.
Makes sense.
It's more about using your whole body
right.
to drive that forward motion.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we start with lunges without poles.
Right.
And then what?
Okay.
How do we bring the poles into the picture?
So once you're comfortable with that lunging motion
mm-hmm.
and the exaggerated arm swing,
mm-hmm.
you start incorporating the poles.
Okay.
First by just holding them as you lunge.
Okay.
And then by using one pole at a time, alternating sides.
Uh-huh.
Finally, you progress to using both poles, just like you would in a regular diagonal stride.
Gotcha.
It's all about building up gradually.
Yeah.
And finding that coordination.
It's fascinating how something as seemingly simple as lunging
right.
can help you build the foundation for like a more complex skill,
right.
like the diagonal stride.
Yeah.
It really highlights the power of these progressions.
Exactly.
But what about other classic skiing techniques?
Sure.
You mentioned one kick double poling earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That one sounds a little tricky to me.
It can be a bit challenging at first.
Yeah.
Because it involves coordinating your arms and legs in a very specific way.
Right.
But fear not.
Okay.
Our source material comes to the rescue
okay.
with a brilliant analogy
okay.
to help us visualize it.
Right.
A pocket knife opening.
Wait, a pocket knife?
Yeah.
How does that relate to skiing?
Okay, so imagine
yeah.
that you're holding a pocket knife
what?
And you're opening it
okay.
as the blade swings out.
Yeah.
The handle of the knife simultaneously moves in the opposite direction.
Right.
Now think of your kicking leg as the blade of the knife.
Okay.
And your arms as the handle.
Okay.
As your kicking leg swings back.
Uh-huh.
Your arms simultaneously come up.
Right.
Just like the unfolding of a pocket knife.
Wow. That's a really vivid image.
Yeah.
I can see how that analogy would help skiers grasp the coordination needed.
Right.
For one kick double poling.
Exactly.
But it still sounds pretty challenging.
It definitely takes practice.
Okay.
But the source material offers some helpful tips.
Okay.
They emphasize practicing on a gradual downhill.
Okay.
To get a feel for the movement.
Right.
Before trying it on like flat terrain.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So this way you can focus on the coordination without worrying about losing your balance.
That's a great tip.
Right.
It's all about setting yourself up for success.
Exactly.
So we've covered quite a bit of ground with classic skiing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the world of skate skiing?
Sure.
That seems like a whole different animal.
You're absolutely right.
With all that side-to-side motion and gliding.
It's a whole other world.
Yeah.
But just like with classic skiing, there are progressions
okay.
that can help you break down those techniques and build your skills step by step.
Right.
One of the progressions they highlight is the free skate progression.
Okay.
Which really emphasizes the importance of edging drills.
Edging drills. I'm not sure I'm familiar with that term.
Sure.
Can you break it down for me?
Yeah, essentially, edging drills are all about learning to use the edges of your skis
Okay.
to grip the snow and generate power
Right.
for your state skiing strides.
Got it.
Might sound a bit technical,
Okay.
but it's actually quite intuitive once you start practicing.
All right. So it's about using the edges of your skis to control your movement
Right.
and propel yourself forward. What
Exactly.
kind of drills are we talking about here?
Well, they've got some pretty fun ones.
Okay.
Remember we mentioned sideways sumo wrestling
Oh,
earlier?
yeah. That one definitely caught my attention.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I'm not sure how sumo wrestling translates to skiing.
Think about the stance of a sumo wrestler.
Okay.
Wide legs, knees bent, powerful and grounded.
Right.
Now imagine doing that on skis, shifting your weight from side to side and
Okay.
using the edges of your skis to grip the snow.
Right.
That's the essence of sideways sumo wrestling.
Now that sounds like a workout.
Haha.
And it definitely helps me visualize how those edges can be used for more than just gliding.
Right.
What other edging drills do they recommend?
Well, they also have some weight shift exercises like rock back and forth, where
Right.
you literally rock from one ski to the other, like a metronome,
Okay.
without actually pushing with your legs.
Okay.
It helps you isolate and understand weight shift,
Right.
which is crucial for efficient skate skiing.
So it's about finding that balance point and learning to transfer your weight smoothly from one ski to the other.
Exactly. And then there's the diamond drill,
Okay.
where you maintain balance over your gliding ski
Right.
while keeping your arms extended and your ski tips within your field of vision.
Gotcha.
It encourages you to really hold that balance position
Okay.
and extend the glide phase, which is essential for efficient skate skiing.
Okay. These drills are starting to paint a picture of how skate skiing relies on
Right.
a lot more than just leg strength.
Exactly.
It's about balance, coordination, and knowing how to use those edges to your advantage.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, one of the things that often trips up beginner skate skiers
Right.
is that side-to-side motion. It can feel a bit counterintuitive, right?
You're absolutely right. It's a common mistake for beginners
Yeah.
to push their ski backward instead of to the side,
Right.
which wastes a lot of energy and
Yeah.
reduces your glide.
Makes sense.
But our trusty source material has some clever tricks up its sleeve
Okay, good.
to help you master that sideward push.
Okay.
One tip that stood out to me was
Okay.
kick to the side, not behind.
That sounds like a mantra I need to repeat to myself every time I hit the skiing trails.
You got it.
But how do you actually train yourself to do that?
Sure.
You know, it's one thing to know the concept, but quite another to put it into practice.
That's where some of these drills come in handy. They have one called the poles at hips check,
Right.
where you hold your poles horizontally against your hips as you skate.
Okay.
So if you're pushing correctly to the side,
Yeah.
the poles will simply rock from side to side.
Okay.
If they swing back and forth like a kayak paddle,
Right.
you know you're pushing too far behind.
That's a brilliant way to get immediate feedback on your technique.
Right.
It's like having a built-in coach right there with you. Any
Exactly.
other tips for mastering that sideward push?
Yeah. They also suggest using your peripheral vision
Okay.
to check if you can see your toes at the end of each leg push.
Right.
If you can't, you're
Right.
probably ending your push too far behind.
Gotcha.
And then there's the toe flick drill,
Okay.
where you visualize flicking your toe up and away at the end of each push,
Okay.
which helps reinforce that outward sideward motion.
So these are some great, like, visual cues and analogies to help skiers internalize those correct movements.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much thought goes into these training plans.
It is.
But let's shift our focus to some of the more specific skate skiing progressions,
Okay.
like the one skate progression.
Right.
I noticed that they recommend holding the poles horizontally at shoulder level or even behind the shoulders.
Right.
What's the reasoning behind that?
It's a clever way to ensure complete weight transfer
Okay.
onto the gliding ski.
Right.
So, by keeping those poles in a fixed position, you can immediately feel if you're shifting your weight fully onto that gliding ski
Okay.
or if you're hanging back on the other leg.
Gotcha.
So, it's almost like a self-checked mechanism
Yeah.
to make sure you're engaging those muscles correctly.
So it's another way to provide that kinesthetic feedback and reinforce proper technique.
Exactly.
They also mention using a slight uphill
Right.
to ensure the push is coming from the heel and not the toe.
Yep.
It sounds like a subtle tweak. That can make a big difference.
It is.
So by practicing on an incline,
Yeah.
you're naturally forced to engage those muscles that generate power for the one skate technique.
Exactly. It's all about using the terrain to your advantage
Right.
and training your body to move efficiently.
Okay, so we've got the free skate progression,
Yeah.
which focuses on edging and weight shift,
Right.
and then the one skate progression, which drills down into the specifics of that technique.
Yeah.
What about the two skate progression? How
Okay.
does that build on what we've already learned?
Well, the two-skate progression shifts the focus to rhythm and flow.
Okay.
So the key is to find that step-pull, step-up rhythm, almost like a dance on skis.
Okay.
The source material recommends practicing on a slight downhill
Okay.
to help develop that continuous flowing movement.
So it's less about power and more about finding that smooth, coordinated motion.
Exactly.
And they emphasize keeping those poles moving
Right.
so you're ready for the next poling sequence.
Yeah, it's all about timing and maintaining that momentum.
So it sounds like timing is everything in the two-skate technique.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Skate skiing isn't all about gliding effortlessly on flat terrain.
Right.
We got to tackle those hills eventually, right?
Here.
That's where the offset progression comes in, I imagine.
I got it. The offset progression is all about building strength and stamina
Look.
for those uphill sections.
Right.
They start with a simple marching rhythm on flat terrain,
Okay.
which is a great way to get comfortable with the basic movement pattern.
Right.
Then, as you progress, you add glide on a gentle slope
Okay.
and eventually move to steeper hills.
So it's a gradual buildup,
Yes.
gradually increasing the challenge
Right.
as you get stronger.
The key here is to increase that knee bend as the terrain gets deeper
Okay.
to generate more power for climbing.
Right.
It's all about using your body weight and leverage to your advantage.
It sounds like a challenging but effective way to build those uphill muscles.
Yeah.
And it's incredible how much detail and thought
Right.
goes into these training plans.
Yeah.
It's like they've thought of everything.
They really have.
And remember, we're just hitting the highlights here.
Yeah.
The source material provides detailed descriptions of each of these progressions,
Right.
including like visual cues and tips for each drill. You can really dive into the specifics
Yeah.
and tailor the training to your own needs and goals.
Exactly.
That's like having a personal coaching manual
Yeah.
right at your fingertips. But before we get too lost in the technical details,
All right.
let's shift gears and explore some of the amazing technique resources
Sounds good.
that can help you take your skiing to the next level. Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground today,
We have.
from fun games and relays to all those detailed drill progressions.
Yeah.
But as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into this world of cross-country skiing,
Right.
I want to make sure you have all the resources you need to continue your skiing journey.
Yeah.
You know those tools that can help you fine-tune your technique and take your skills to that next level. So
Yeah.
what's out there? What can people use?
What's fascinating is our source material actually points us towards some excellent resources
Oh, nice.
from Cross Country Canada.
Okay.
Specifically, they mention the Jackrabbit Technique Standards and the Athlete Development Matrix.
Okay, I have to admit, those names sound a bit intimidating, like something only serious athletes would use.
Right.
So can you break them down for me?
Yeah.
What makes these resources so valuable?
Well, let's start with the Jackrabbit Technique Standards.
Okay.
Imagine having access to a library of videos that break down all the different cross-country skiing techniques
Okay.
from the most basic to the more advanced.
Yeah.
That's essentially what the Jackrabbit Technique Standards offer.
Okay.
They provide this detailed video analysis of each movement, offering those visual cues
Yeah.
and explanations to help you understand the
Yeah.
proper form and execution.
So it's like having a virtual coach right there at your fingertips,
Exactly.
guiding you through each step of the technique. That's amazing. And what about the athlete development matrix?
Yeah.
This one sounds even more official.
The Athlete Development Matrix is like a roadmap for cross-country skiers of all levels.
Okay.
It outlines the stages of development from the very beginning,
Okay.
the fundamentals stage,
Yeah.
all the way up to high performance training.
Wow.
It's a fantastic resource for coaches and athletes
Yeah.
to track their progress, set goals, and understand the key skills and milestones
Right.
for each stage of that development.
So whether you're starting out or aiming for the Olympics,
Right.
the athlete development matrix can help you chart your course
Yeah.
and understand the steps involved in reaching your skiing goal.
Exactly.
It's incredible how much thought and effort goes into supporting skiers at every level.
Absolutely. And you know what really stands out to me?
Yeah.
As we've been exploring all these resources, Yeah.
is the emphasis on making learning fun and engaging.
Right.
It's not just about dry drills and technical analysis.
Yeah, for sure.
It's about creating experiences that spark joy and make people, especially kids,
right,
fall in love with the sport.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Whether it's the jelly bean relay or the sideways sumo wrestling drill, these activities just remind us that learning can be playful.
Absolutely.
And that laughter is often the best teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about fostering a love for cross-country skiing,
right,
no matter what your level of experience is.
Exactly. And as we wrap up our deep dive today,
yeah,
I'm struck by the sheer variety of ways to experience cross-country skiing.
For sure.
It's not just about racing or competition.
Right.
It's about exploring nature, challenging yourself, having fun with friends and family.
Yeah.
And I think that's a message that resonates with people of all ages and backgrounds.
It certainly does. And this deep dive has definitely left me feeling inspired
to get out there on the snow.
Yeah.
And try some of these activities myself.
Awesome.
I can't wait to experience the joy of gliding through the woods, feeling the crisp winter air, and maybe even trying my hand at a chariot race on skis.
Oh, that's a sight I'd love to see.
Uh-huh.
But as we say goodbye, I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder.
Okay.
We've explored some incredibly creative games and drills today.
Yeah.
But what other possibilities are out there?
Right.
What other unique ways could you combine fun and learning on the snow?
That's a great question to consider.
Yeah.
Could you invent a new relay race?
Right.
That incorporates like a local landmark or a special feature of your favorite ski trail?
Yeah.
Could you create a game that teaches a specific technique?
Mm-hmm.
While also incorporating elements of nature or wildlife.
Yeah, for sure.
The possibilities are truly endless when you start thinking creatively.
They are. So don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
To think outside the box and let your imagination run wild. And most importantly, get out there, have fun, and embrace the joy of cross-country skiing.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this exciting journey into the world of cross-country skiing fun and games.
My pleasure.
We hope you're feeling inspired to hit the trails and experience the magic of winter on skis.
Yeah.
Until next time, happy skiing.